يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله رب العالمين. أما بعد الحمد لله رب العالمين. We are coming to close to the end of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we know. That's not a good sentence what I just said. That we know, yes, because there is no end of the attributes of Allah. And this is a beautiful concept when you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes does not have an end, meaning the attributes itself. There are more attributes more than we know, and also the attributes that we know, there is no way in our life to be able to experience the attributes of Allah fully, because it has no end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this life with a certain limitation. So the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided in 100 parts, one part was given to all mankind and all animals. Imagine this, the abundance of rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is 1/100 of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are experiencing. And the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِن تُعِدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you try to count the ni'mah of Allah, you cannot count it. And it's already counted in the verse. The ni'mah, it's one, right? If you want to count the ni'mah, the bounty of Allah, the one bounty of Allah, you'll not be able to count it. It's one. You know it is one. Allah said it is one. If you want to count that one, you will not be able to count it. That means within one ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an abundance that you cannot count it. Only one. The one who lived all his life and did not commit. He only worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is sahih about those who were before you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a well of water and fruits to eat around him, so he did not have to work much. And he worshipped Allah at the day of judgment. He found, or when he was judged, he found all the good deeds. Then Allah said to the angels to take him into Jannah with Allah's mercy. He said, with my deeds, Ya Allah. He thought that he deserves this now. You know, here is good deeds, no bad deeds, abundance in good deeds. Then Allah said that three times. And three times the servant of Allah says, with my deeds, Allah says, with my mercy, with my deeds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then give him the opportunity to be judged according to deeds. He insists on it, he will get it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angel to bring one ni'mah. That is one ni'mah. Okay, not all the ni'mah, one ni'mah. Because now you're going to be judged now. Now, you know, you want to go with hisab, you're in trouble. So one ni'mah, the ni'mah of sight, was put by the angels on the side, other side of the scale. Then all, it overweighed all his deeds, all his life. And all his deeds were gone. Then he said, Oh Allah, let them take me to Jannah by your mercy. And this is an introduction to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. Okay. Ad-Dayyan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ad-Dayyan. Ad-Dayyan from Deen. There's Dayn and Deen. It is from Deen. The Deen is, as we know it, as Ibadah. And Deen from Mukafa'a. Mukafa'a, compensation. From compensation and reward, or giving what you deserve. Ad-Dayyan is the one who compensates you and gives you exactly what you deserve. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن تَكُمْ إِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ يَأْتِ بِهَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is a mithqala dharra, a weight of an atom of deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it at the day of judgment. Okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a dayan that gives compensation to His servants. They are servants by choice in certain ways, and servants by qah, by compulsion. The abid and ibad. Abd is a servant of Allah. Ibad are the servants, the good servants of Allah. Abid are the servants who are disobedient to Allah. Okay. So, the ibad, the servants of Allah by choice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them in abundance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to those who are abid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what they deserve according to the bad deeds, and only the bad deeds, equal punishment to what they're having bad deeds. But also they will be ibadallah or abidullah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life, and they will get what part of what ibad gets, meaning the servants of Allah who are obedience. Allah, because Allah is the creator, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide and sustain His creation. Whether the creation are obedience or disobedience, they will get sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sun will provide heat for everyone on earth. The rain will come down and everyone will drink. Food will grow and everyone will eat. Ibadullah and abidullah, both of them, they will get from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings, all the ni'am. But ibadullah, ibadur rahman, alladhina yamshuna ala al-ardi hawna, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Those, the quality of the, and more of the quality of those ibadullah, Allah will deal with them in a special way. And they are the one that they hold themselves accountable before they are held accountable. Okay? مَالِكُ مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. The Malik, the owner of the day of judgment, the day of deen, of deen, the day of recompensation, the day of jaza, the day of accountability, the day of reward or the day of punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Malik. In our life, who could be, one could be a malik or malik, but if he's a malik, okay, if he's a malik, he's not a malik, okay, and not necessarily a malik is a malik, meaning not necessarily you own something, that means you have a say in it, okay, you could own something, but you don't have a say in it, somebody else is using it, but you own it. Okay? And you can use it, but you do not own it. Okay? You can own it and use it, but you have no control of what it comes to in the future. What is the future of that which you own and you control? Okay? A temporary control of it. You don't have any say in the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who is al-Malik, al-Malik, and everything goes according to His command, and knows everything, where it's going, how it's going to end, where it's going to go to, and it is only by the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the total control. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds us accountable. Okay. There are those who are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives compensation, whether in this life or in the hereafter. There are those who are disobedient to Allah or disbelievers in Allah, but they do good deeds. So they will be rewarded and they will be compensated, but not in the hereafter. It will be in this life. لَقَدْ فَعَلْتَ لِيُقَالَ وَقَدْ قِيلَ. You did, so they will say, and they said. That is getting even, being even, being compensated with the intention that you have. The intention that you have is you do the deeds, so they will say. So they will say that you did the deeds. So they said that you did the deed, and that was a payment for the deed. Then you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the good deed at the day of judgment, it will be paid for already. There is no compensation at that day. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So you'll be a someone who is a philosopher, a historian, a kind man, a charitable person, and people will say you are, books will be written about you, even some kind of statues will be made for you, some names of colleges will be named after you, some streets will be named after you, and so forth. And all of this is compensation. And when you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's been paid for. Those who do the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. We don't want from you any reward nor even thanks. This is not what we're looking for. إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. We are afraid of a day with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we do the good deeds. يَوْم, that is عَبُوس and قَمْطَرِير. Okay? عَبَس in the forehead. Okay, when عَبَس, that means that it's when your eyebrows move. Okay, moves in a way of fear. Okay, imagine a fearful face. It will have an expression. That face will have an expression to the eyebrows and to the mouth.
Frown.
Yeah, frown and some expression of the mouth. That is عبوس قمطريرة. That is a day that will give that fearful impression in the face. That is why they're doing the good deeds, not for a reward, not for a jaza. And when you continue in this surah and you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. Allah will give them sharab that is tahur. Allah will give them sharab, yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them to drink. That is a drink that is tahur, that is purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See? You don't do the deed to be compensated for in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will compensate for you in the hereafter. So, Ad-Dayyan, okay, the mithqal dharra, the atom weight of a deed will be compensated for. Imagine that when we think about that. Okay, every movement that you make for a purpose, for a reason. Everything that you say, you there is a reason why you're saying it. Every plan, every feeling, everything, okay? It has a purpose. It has a source from within you why you're doing it. Now, we should be conscious that we're going to get according to that which is in us. Even these we call little things, we will be compensated for it, good or bad. That is beautiful and comforting, and is also scary. That's why those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are very scared when they die, and they still have hopes, but they do not forget about the fear. They know what they have done that is not pleasing to Allah. When Umar radiallahu anhu asks if he can look at the list of the hypocrite, because He is scared that his name would be in it. Umar radiallahu anhu. Okay? When Umar radiallahu anhu thinks this way, and some of like us walk around and thinks that he's a person who did good deeds, we're in trouble. We are in deep trouble. Because those around Rasulullah understood this reality. Understood this reality more than anyone else on earth. Okay? Because they were with Rasulullah. And their understanding is the understanding. So when they were scared at the time of death, okay? And we feel like we got it made, then it is a deficiency in us. It's not a deficiency in anywhere else. It is in us. Now, when we say that we want to hold ourselves accountable before we are held accountable, how do we do that? Okay, there is a way to hold yourself accountable. How can you hold yourself accountable? If you don't know what are the arkan salah are, how can you hold yourself accountable in the prayer? You don't know what arkan salah are. And you stand up and say, Allahu Akbar, and you do the prayer, and you finish, say, I prayed. Well, how do you judge your prayer? You should hold yourself accountable before you are held accountable. So, how do you judge your prayer if you don't know arkan salah? Okay? If you don't know what arkan al-wudu are, how can you hold yourself accountable in wudu, and in fasting, and in hajj, and in zakah, and in the fara'id that we must do, and anything that we do? How can you go to the stock market and then, you know, you say, I hold myself accountable? How? If you don't know how to deal with your money, if you don't know what the halal transaction is and the haram transaction is, once you start approaching something, it is fard ayn upon you to know what it is. Okay? If you do not approach it, you don't have to know everything about it. Right? But once you start approaching it, you must know and you must be careful, because you have to judge yourself before you are held accountable. Okay? You cannot open a business and you don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this business or what Rasulullah said about it. You cannot start going for insurance without knowing what insurance is in Islam and what is not Islamic. And they just say, I'll just do what like everybody does. Because if we do walk in our life without knowledge of our deen, you will not be able to hold yourself accountable. And ignorance is not an excuse at the day of judgment. You cannot stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I did not know, so don't hold me accountable. No, you were obligated to know. Yes, if it's something that you did not know and you tried but you failed, that is, you're not going to be held accountable for that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, we know that the person who make ijtihad and reach a decision and is the wrong decision, he has one reward. If he makes ijtihad and reach the right decision, he gets two rewards. Reward for making ijtihad and the reward for reaching that decision. Okay? So yes, you make ijtihad, you make research, you find out, and then you happen not to reach the right decision, that's okay. Because honestly, sincerely, you exerted an effort to reach conclusion and you reached all the resources that you have, you asked all the people that you know, and you came with a conclusion. You exhausted all your efforts, then you're okay. But do not exhaust any, and we what sticks with us, Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but Maliki Yawmiddin does not stick too much with us. Okay? So knowledge is number one, to be able to hold ourselves accountable. Okay? وَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Okay? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that this is a command, two commands, okay, two commands to Allah, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Allah, okay, أَمْرٌ بِالْعِلْمِ وَأَمْرٌ بِالْعَمَلِ وَأَمْرُ الْعِلْمِ جَاءَ قَبْلَ أَمْرُ الْعَمَلِ لأن العلم أو العمل يتوقف على العلم. Okay, he said the command of Allah to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, two commands in this ayah. وَعْلَمْ أَنْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. أَعْلَمْ, that's علم. استغفار, that is عمل. And وعلم came before عمل. Before the, because the عمل, it depends on the علم. The عمل, it depends on the علم. So وَعْلَمْ, to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَثْوَاكُمْ. So the ilm comes before the amal, because the amal, it depends on the ilm that you have, the amal will be accepted or not. Okay? And if you do the amal without ilm, you're not going to be exempt from judgment, because you have to have the ilm. Okay?
Knowledge and deeds.
Knowledge and deeds, yes. Jazakallah khair. My mutarjim is here.
Maybe somebody does not know.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair. Okay? You know the poem that we, you know, علم العليم وعقد العاقل اختلف من ذا الذي فيهما قد أحرز الشرف. Okay? The knowledge of an knowledgeable and the intellect of the intellectual are disputing, right? The knowledge is disputing with intellect. Which one of them will receive the high reward or the honor? Which one has the honor? Okay. العلم قال, the knowledge said, أنا أحرزت غايته. I reached this level. It's honor. It's like obvious, right? The knowledge is like, you know, coming strong and saying, what are you talking about? What argument is this? I reached the highest of honor. العقل قال, then the intellect said, الرحمن بعرف. The most merciful was known through me. Right? You, Allah known through عقل. You thought about Allah, right? And you reach the existence of Allah, and Allah is the most merciful, who is your aql? So the aql said, the intellect says, I am better than you because you get to know Allah through me. فَأَفْصَحَ الْعِلْمُ فَصَاحَةً وَقَالَ لَهُ أَيُّنَا اللَّهَ فِي قُرْآنِهِ وُصِفَ. The ilm, the knowledge became so eloquent. So eloquent thought, and then became so eloquent and said to the intellect, which one of us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran was described with? Another word, is Allah described with Al-Alim or Al-Aqil? Does Allah describe as the most knowledgeable or the most intelligent? No, Allah described the most knowledgeable, right? So فَأَيْقَنَ الْعَقْلُ أَنَّ الْعِلْمَ سَيِّدَهُ فَقَبَّلَ الْعَقْلُ رَأْسَ الْعِلْمِ وَانْصَرَفَ. Okay, that The poet says, ended with a funny note, then the intellect knew that the knowledge is it is master. So the intellect kissed the head of the knowledge and both of them left. So, I thought I'll get a laugh from that.
I did. I was laughing by myself. Me and you.
It's very difficult to translate.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
No knowledge. There's no knowledge. No knowledge nor intellect. They just left.
Be better than us.
So the knowledge comes first, to be able to judge yourself. You cannot judge yourself without knowledge. Okay? Now, once the knowledge is there, okay, then how do you look at yourself? How do you look at ourselves? Okay? Do we look at ourselves as those who are in the positive way or a negative way? Do we look at the positive that we do before the negative, or the negative before the positive, or only the negative and don't look at the positive? Okay? To be able to judge ourselves, we need to look at the negative. Quickly, look at the negative. That means we hold ourselves, okay, accountable. And once you start talking to yourself, imagine yourself, you have a whip in your hand. Finding out what is it that you have done, your nafs done, and you whip it. What is wrong with you? How did you think so? How did you say so? Why did you say so? Why didn't you say so? Why did you do so and did not do so? Hold ourselves accountable. And this is our predecessors. This is what they have done. Before they die, as we said, they would really be scared, because the deficiencies that they were looking at themselves with, the deficiencies that they looked at themselves when they did these deficiencies, it is so magnified to them and it's so clear to them, so they do not forget about it. Okay? When Umar radiallahu anhu, you know, says before he dies, I wish I was dust before I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? When Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu has a fear of hellfire as he was dying, and articulate that, where are we from them? We have to hold ourselves accountable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ad-dayyan. And when we think of our lives and what happened to us, those who are older and have gray hair, we can remember many things, okay, that happened to us in our lives, that we got paid. And those who are fortunate, blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were paid quickly. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes him in his life before the hereafter, before the death comes, before the grave is there. Okay, as we said today in the khutbah, al-jahlu, what is jahl? Ignorance. What does ignorance do? Okay. Ignorance for a person, they are a person who does not have the knowledge, and ignorant is dead before he dies. Okay, he'll be walking a walking dead because of a lack of knowledge, because of ignorance. Okay, for the lack of knowledge is death. Okay, there is death for the person who carries a lack of knowledge before death, and their body is their grave before they enter the grave. So you have a person who is jahil, who is dead and buried, walking around. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish us with some sickness. We'll get that compensation to pay for our shortcoming with some sickness. So the believer will get the sickness in a pleased way, not in a frustrated way, not in a way of rejection, but in a way of acceptance of the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who is a believer will be patient in all his condition, will be patient when he's doing the deeds, so he will do more good deeds because he's holding himself accountable. Will be patient when he stays away from the bad deeds, and as-sabru ala al-mahdhur, as-sabru min al-mahdhur, that is being patient away from that which is sinful and temptation, because he is holding himself accountable. And then he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he is patient on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him through. So he has been patient on al maqdur, on the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will be in all his conditions, being patient, all the condition of this life, being patient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate those who are patient بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate those who are patient and give them their ajr بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without accountability, meaning without حساب, meaning a reward for a good deed. No, just abundance of reward without calculation, without 1 for 1 or 1 equals 10 or 1 equals 70 or 1 equals 700 is even more than that. Patience deserve a lot more than that. Okay, and as we in Surah Amma, we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about those who did the bad deeds and enter in hellfire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, jaza'an wifaqa. And for those who are going enter in Jannah, ata'an hisaba, the reward. Jaza'an wifaqa is a jaza'. Okay, a compensation with thaqa, meaning tawfiq, 1 for 1. Okay, 1 for 1. Bad deed with a punishment equal to the bad deed. But jaza'an, ata'an, ata'a given, hisaba. Hisaba here does not mean calculation. It means from hasbun Allah, meaning that the Allah is your hasb, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives. That means abundance, it is from Allah. The giver now is Allah, and Allah does not give without, Allah gives without any calculation, without any means, with abundance. Okay. And the reward of a person that holds himself accountable before he is held accountable, it is a pleasure in this life. It's a pleasure in this life. Because if one does not hold himself accountable and knows that he's committing bad deeds and does not repent, the bad deeds, it sticks to the heart. It eats up the person from the inside. Okay? It destroys a person from the inside. It makes a person unable to sleep. Okay, you hold yourself accountable, meaning you know your bad deeds and you repent and you make good deeds to take away the bad deeds, then you can reach the level of not total comfort, but you think of yourself as one on the path of doing the right thing or trying to do the right thing. And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take your hand to the right thing. At least that will give you some comfort in the heart, some opening in the chest. And this is something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something that you achieve. Okay? So we do hold ourselves accountable, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put us in this condition, the condition of comfort and ease. Because all the conditions that we are in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in it. We are not the one who puts ourselves in it. But Allah give us the path and the means to be able to take so we can reach that level. But when we reach it, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to reach it. Allows us to reach it. So, when we smile to one another, okay, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward for that, because He is ad-dayyan. When we move something out of the path of people because it is bothering them, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ad-dayyan, will give us for that. When we give jabr to others. Give jabr to others. I think we we need jabr to this now. With batteries. So what is jabr? Jabr is remember al-jabbar, we talked about it, I think it was the second halaqa or the third halaqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one. What is, what's al-jabra, brothers? Okay, a fraction that you, and a missing, right? A missing that you find, and a fraction make to bring to a whole, right? Something that is broken, you put it together. Either a mathematical fraction or a bone that is fractured, and you put it together. They will call it jabira as well, right? It has to do with jabr. That means when you practice that in your life, what is it? Because we have, you know, Allah created us from His attributes. So now, how do you practice that? You practice jabr. Even in our language, okay, those who are Arab here, we say ujbur buat, ujbur bikhatr. Ujbur bikhatr. What's khatr? You know, his condition, his thought, his demeanor. We say ujbur with his khatr. Meaning, mend that which is broken in himself. Meaning, you go and put your hand on him. Say, what? Malish, right? Say, you know, inshallah, Allah will give you, it will be, everything will be fine. That is jabr al-khatir, right? So, what you do that, okay, but you don't have to do that, right? I mean, when you do that, you do it for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? You do it because you're doing something for others. It's not, you know, something directly for yourself, right? Okay, you're doing something for others that is not even, you know, tangible. You try to find out what is missing, what is broken, and fix it to others. Okay, that is beautiful. This is the way to compensate for our, be able to compensate for our shortcomings. This is appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then ad-dayyan. Okay. Ad-dayyan. Oh, I do have the ad-dayyan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the believer that he will be coming in the day of judgment, and Allah will call him, and he will come close to Allah, and yada Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kanafahu alayhi, or alayhi kanafu. Allah will put on the servant, his servant, his kanaf. Okay, which is sitr. His sitr, his covering. Now imagine you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that day, and Allah will cover you. Okay? It will be only you and Allah. Only you and Allah. No one else will notice now. Okay? And then Allah will talk to you about the bad deeds. Now imagine the feeling that you will have at that moment. Remember the day of so. Remember the day of so. Remember what you did, what you said, what you thought. Okay? And but you are covered. Right? But you are reminded with the bad deeds, and you will admit to the bad deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, my servant, these deeds are the one that we covered for you in your life, and we'll take it away from you today. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all these bad deeds while you are covered with the sitr, with the kanaf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you'll get the likeness of a person of Jannah, and you will go back to your people and say, give them good, glad tidings. And they will say, who are you? They will not recognize you now. Why? You are a person of Jannah now. Okay? So here is, you deserve at that moment for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ad-dayyan. Okay? Not hold you accountable for these deeds and say they're all gone away. This is afu. This is afu of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is afu? Afan, what is afan athar? Wipe it off. When you walk in on the sand, you make a mark. That is athar. And when you blow on it, move your something on it to take it away, that is i'fa'ul athar. Okay? That is afu, Allah al-afu. So that takes away the deeds that it does not have any mark at all. It does not have any what? What is that? My translator. Yeah, it does not have any traces. It does not have any trace, period. Okay? How do you reach that level to be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all the bad deeds and cover you so nobody will see it and no traces? Because you exerted an effort and try with good intention and knowledge and not being proud to hold yourself accountable. Okay. So, al-birru la yabla. The birr, what is yabla? The birr, the highest, the best of deeds. La yabla, that means, bala, meaning when you have a garment that deteriorates so much, that is, bala, meaning, The good deed, al birru la yabla, the good deeds does not deteriorate, does not reach a level where it goes to nothing. No. وَالذَّنْبُ لَا يُنْسَى. Well, and the bad deeds are not forgotten. Bad deeds are not forgotten. So you take them both. Al birru la yabla. وَالذَّنْبُ لَا يُنْسَى. وَالدَّيَّانُ لَا يَمُوتُ. And that Dayan does not die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Dayan does not die. Then, اعمل ما شئت, افعل ما شئت, do what you wish, كما تدين تدان. You will be compensated according to what you do. This is the whole equation of this. Okay? The good deeds does not deteriorate, it stays. And the bad deeds are not forgotten. And Allah at the end does not die. So do what you wish. And this do what you wish here is a warning, right? Go ahead, do what you wish now. Okay? كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. As you do, you will be held accountable for what you do. InshaAllah. I have the microphones now, inshaAllah. Please go ahead and make the comments.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. To my surprise, this is the first time I know this is one of the attributes of Allah. You know, I read that the charts. Uh-huh. I never read this one, but it's true.
It is not mentioned in right. The 99 names. It isn't.
Right.
It's not mentioned. Yes.
And just the reflection of. The thoughts you were talking about, were talking about. SubhanAllah, Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we go back to Him, the difference between the kafir and the mu'min, just simple thought that about what Allah gave us in this life from da'am, that He gave us like fruits, you know. Sun, the air you breathe, the comfortable, you know, the walking feet you have, everything you have in this life. Then he said, in the day of judgment, Allah said, خَالِصَةً لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That those ni'am in this life would be خَالِصَة to the believers يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That means they will not be held accountable for all the ni'am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them in this life, because they believed in Allah. So, just believe in Allah, That means Allah will not hold you accountable for the ni'am. Like this, the hadith you told about that. Okay, you did good deeds, go now in my mercy into heaven. While the kuffar, because they deny Allah's existence and they don't believe in Allah, they're going to be held accountable. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, tell them that you don't believe in me, now come and pay me for everything I gave you in this life. Imagine. That's what the concept of, you know, they go forever in the hellfire. Just to payment, if you just they want to pay for what Allah gave them in this life, they will never get out from hellfire. So, from taking this concept, you know, and you mentioned that Allah punish us in this life when we do bad deeds, if you are a believer, if you are really wali from awliya Allah, that Allah, you know, reflect on you sickness, hardship, whatever it is as a punishment. From my point of view, and I'm nobody, but I think it's reward. When Allah give you the chance to wipe off this sin in this life, for something little as a sickness, something little as having cold, or you whatever, you sit in the bed for like a week with fever. This is nothing when you are a believer and Allah, you commit some, you know, sickness here and there, and Allah want to take it out from you by just reflecting this hardship in you, whatever it is. This is a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are going to get all your good deeds out in the hereafter without diminishing any of it. So these teeny tiny, you know, sins you did here and there, Allah wipe it off by this hardship. It's not going to take any of your deeds in the hereafter, because you already paid for it here. So this is a tremendous reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He will multiply your good deeds. And somebody will ask why the kuffar going through sickness sometimes. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we said in the beginning, Allah promised them a hardship in this life and a big punishment in the hereafter. So you don't put them in the same scale that, okay, he gets sick, I get sick, so what that mean, take away his bad sins? No, it's not going to go away, his bad sins. The same reflection which I start with, like Ibn al-Taymini said, in the hereafter he will be punished for the water he drink and the air he breathe and the clothes he have on him, which is it will be khalis alana yawm al-qiyamah, that will be pure, we will not be held accountable in the same scale. Allah Akbar.
This is the ailment of Akram. But Akram has a different levels also. Mm-hmm. Like if he tells one thing to one person, depending on his intellect, he will interpret it differently. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe the Zaf Allah will regarding to Akram of that person also.
Yes, those who have less of intellect are not judged. Meaning, not capable of using their full capacity will not be judged. But also, the understanding is from Allah. It's a ni'mah from Allah. Okay, the understanding itself is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is ilm. Right, that is ilm. Okay, the intellect, works, but the intellect with knowledge knows that it's working by the will of Allah, and the result is the gift from Allah. So now the intellect has the knowledge that would save it. Right, has the knowledge that saves it. Yes. So there are some who Allah will. Dawood wa Sulaiman. Okay, Dawood is the father and the son, right? When a judgment came, Allah mentioned in the Quran that the man who had a land who had all kind of vegetation in it and about to be harvested, and a man with sheep, his neighbor, the sheep came and ate everything around. So the father decided that the judgment was that he would take the sheep, the man to take the sheep to compensate for his loss. And then the son says, if it was me, I would have made a different opinion. I would have given a different hook. And what was the different hook? That he said the man was they would exchange. Okay, the man with the land will take the sheep. And the man with the sheep will take the land for a year. Work it, bring it back to the way it was. Meantime, the man who has the sheep now can take the milk from it, the wool from it, benefit all from it, right? And then after a year, each one, you know, take his things back. Okay? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَهَمْنَهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. We made Sulaiman understand it. That's it. Yeah. And each one of them had knowledge from Allah. You understand? Each one of them had knowledge of Allah. But then one, Allah made him understand it more than the other. Yeah.
So they rewarded it according to their intellect.
Yes.
Yes, you said if you make a, you know, you see again it's wrong, you get one reward, and
yes,
if you're right, you get two rewards.
Yes.
Yes.
Sheikh Mahmoud, there's a question here. I heard of a hadith, but I'm not sure maybe you can. It might be even fitting with the book, but if you can have a Bible on it. I can't imagine even on the internet. It says, like, when Allah judged people, you came to the judgment, He judged them all at once. Like, everybody being judged, like, Allah can judge all people at once. They're not going to be in a queue, like, standing one after the other. And some people say, like, no, people are judged like one after the other. Mm-hmm. So I kind of recall a hadith that Allah, when He judged people, He judged them all. I mean, Allah, like, make rizq and sustenance for everybody at the same time. Mm-hmm. And Allah judged people also, you know, Qiyamah. Mm-hmm. So do you have any, you mentioned something with the judgment.
But it could be both.
But is there a hadith for this?
Not that I can recall at this moment, yes. But the concept, we have to go to there is a hadith that has a literal, you know, a specific saying that we can go to it. But the concept itself that in the day of judgment, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, it is, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. So the one who will be crawling on his face, right? Rasulullah described there will be those who are walking, those who are riding, those who are walking, those who will be crawling, those who will be crawling on their faces. So the question was, how could he crawl on his face, Ya Rasulullah? And the answer is, the one who made him walk on 2 feet will make him crawl on his face. That's done. So it could be everybody judged at the same time, but each one thinks that he's being judged individually. Alhamdulillah.
Allah sari wa sallam. But that also we know.
You mentioned that Allah Ta'ala will put the cover on the person and talk one to one. So in this situation, Allah will forgive all sins except shirk. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And another thing that I was, I read a hadith a long time ago, the meaning of it was a sahabi prayed to Allah Ta'ala to forgive his, give him punishment in this world for his sins and relieve him on the day of judgment of all the sins. So he became very, very sick.
Yeah.
And then
Rasulullah
asked him, you know, why?
Don't do this,
you know. So he advised him to say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan as much as possible. So after some time he saw that he was saying this and he came in good health. So Allah is merciful.
Yeah, you ask Allah to forgive you, not to punish you. Yes.
Yeah.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ضَرَّةٍ وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يَأْتِ بِهَا يضاعفها ويأتي من لدنه أجرا عظيما. That and within this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Allah will not forgive shirk and will forgive anything below this to whomever He wishes. And if it is an atom weight of a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it and then gives from Him a bounty. So the atom of a good deed will be multiplied and then He gives bounty. SubhanAllah.
Just to reply with the brother said, the day of judgment, that someone that's probably all of us going to be judged at once. And also I recall in this ayah of Quran, that I don't recall exactly, but it said the day of judgment is going to be 50,000 years in our life. Yeah. And some of us, the one who's going to be punished, he's going to be staying maybe 50,000 years until to be judged. Mm-hmm. And some of us who has a good deed, they may pass through a few hours mm-hmm. to enter Jannah. So I think there is some of us can be judged quickly enough, and some of us can have to wait a long time to be judged. Just to recall that.
And add to that, could be all at the same time, but one would seem to him 50,000 years, the other one will seem to him two rak'ah. See? Because we're thinking with our terms of thinking here and day and night and so forth. No? No. So it will be 50,000 years, but it will seem like a time for two rak'at for a believer. So again, it is the perception, how one will perceive this day. Yes.
Yeah. So that there's another quick point. And also there's something that Allah said, that there's some people that didn't, Allah, He wouldn't stick even to them. He would blind them and He let them, you know, the day of judgment, just walk around in circles, I would say. And some of us that Allah would have the pleasure to meet and talk to and maybe judge and forgive at the same time. But some of us, He wouldn't have even a chance to be talking to Allah. He just would ignore them.
Yes. Not talking to the servant of Allah at that day will be a punishment.
Yeah.
Sorry. The hadith sahih, with the brother said that Allah will judge them at the same time. Allah judged them at the same time. And the concept itself that Allah capable of doing that.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yes.
I mean, an angel of Allah, which is the angel of death, he takes the soul of multiple people in the same second, in this earth, you know, right? Mm-hmm. There's somebody dying in China and here at the same time, at the same minute. Mm-hmm. So he's capable of doing, you know, multiple people in the same second, you know, taking the soul and all the process of, you know, dying. It is an angel of Allah. So Allah capable of doing
of course,
whatever He wants. Yeah, if the hadith is sahih.
Like people,
maybe
they're just
like
the list also.
Yeah.
It comes like all at once.
Yeah.
So many people are getting burned at the same time. Also people dying maybe in an airplane at the same time. So
right.
They're so like not going like here and there, but they're controlled by Allah. Mm-hmm. So since this, it's easy for them, but the problem, I think the intellectual kind of, for us, we thought to think in sequence. We can think in different things, maybe two or three things, but
yeah.
We can think more.
How can we explain على سرر متقابلين, the believers on couches reclining facing one another? How could you face one another, all the believers together facing one another?
Yeah.
I mean, physically it is impossible.
How you explain عرضها السماوات والأرض جنة? So
yeah.
Where is the السماوات والأرض then? If this is the جنة one,
yeah.
This is hellfire.
Yeah.
That's
is that a phone?
Yeah.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Just think about think about ما شاء الله this night here where most of the people in the world are doing, okay, and the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has upon us to be here in that, you know, the day that everybody is celebrating, whatever that means.
Yes, celebrating,
yeah.
The shirk of Allah.
Yeah, that is celebration.
The shirk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
is blessed upon us. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, that's beyond the imagination.
Yeah. Imagine the angels, you know, around here now, you know.
A few people here, they will find here and there.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah.